This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over a two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan commencing from today. This is the first conference of governors to be presided over by the president. Governors of all states will attend the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers including Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Ashwini Vaishnav and Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will also attend the conference. The Vice Chairman and CEO of Niti Aayog and other senior officials from the PMO and Cabinet Secretariat in the Home Affairs Ministry will also participate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is closely monitoring the situation arising from heavy rains and the ensuing disaster. The Prime Minister's office has been informed of the entire situation. The Air Force has deployed Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters for rescue operations and 3 ATF tankers have been sent. The Prime Minister's office has assured full support following the Chief Minister's request. In Uttarakhand, the Kedarnath Yatra has been temporarily halted due to landslides on the trekking path. Meanwhile, a coordinated effort by SDRF, NDRF, DDRF, police and district administration has successfully evacuated over 2,000 people stranded along the Yatra route. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial inspection of the affected area. He also held a ground inspection and took an overview of the various arrangements at the rescue camps. The Unified Payments Interface UPI-based transactions surged in the month of July, reaching 20.64 lakh rupees. National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, released the data in this regard yesterday. The report said UPI transactions have a surge of 35% year-on-year basis. According to the latest Reserve Bank of India, RBI, report on currency and finance, 2023-24, the country is emerging as a front-runner on the back of its robust digital public infrastructure, a vibrant fintech ecosystem, and a conducive policy environment to become the fastest-growing digital economy in the world. The CBI has filed its first charge sheet against 13 accused in NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case in Bihar. The agency said it has filed cases against mastermind of the paper leak scam Manish Prakash, Sikandar Yadwindu and 11 others under sections 120B, 201, 409, 380, 411, 420 and 109 of the IPC. In the NEET UG paper leak case, the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police had busted an organised interstate gang. CBI has utilised advanced forensic techniques, artificial intelligence, CCTV footages, tower location analysis and other tools to gather evidence against the accused. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that monsoon will be active over northwest India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said extremely heavy rainfall will prevail over parts of Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Goa and Gujarat till tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan till the 3rd of this month. 8 Bangladeshi nationals, including 2 women and 2 Indian touts, were arrested by Government Railway Police GRP personnel at the Agartala Railway Station in Tripura yesterday. The Bangladeshi nationals had entered Tripura illegally through a clandestine route. All the arrested infiltrators are aged between 19 to 38. At Paris Olympics, India star shuttler Lakshya Sen will be vying for semi-final spot when he faces Chinese Taipei Xu Tianchen in the quarter-final match of men's singles badminton this evening. Sen is currently the only surviving Indian badminton player at the Olympics. On the other hand, two-time bronze medalist at this Olympics, Manu Bhakar, will begin her campaign in the women's 25-meter pistol shooting event qualification round in the afternoon. In cricket, first one-day international of the three-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Colombo today. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. at R. Premadasa Stadium. Star Indian batters Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli will be seen again in the action in blue jersey. Rohit Sharma led squad will aim for another clean sweep as the young team India defeated the host 3-0 in the recently held T20 series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.